The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Good evening. It's evening. Hey, Becky, before I make yet another mistake, what's the date today?
It is Wednesday, September 23rd.
Wednesday, September 23rd. It's 11 minutes after the hour of 6 p.m., and you are listening to the increasingly inaptly named Daily Briefing here on KTQA LP 95.3 FM Tacoma, and occasionally on KTAH 101.9 as well. I'm Sam, and joining me is Becky. How are you, Becky?
I'm well, Sam, and again, it is really nice to have you here on the Daily Briefing. We did miss you. Well, I'll speak for all of our listeners by saying we did miss you. Maybe I'm just speaking for myself saying I missed you, and I'm happy to have you for the second time this week.
Yeah. Well, in addition, we have gotten a couple of reports from people saying that after a recent maintenance window, the signal had gotten a little bit weaker. I am happy to inform you that I've made some adjustments to the KTQA signal and to let me know if things are better now. You can go to our website at ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821 and let us know. Always happy to hear from listeners, even if I don't get back to you. You know, we're starting to come out of the social distancing stuff, and things are slowly returning to normal, but we're still being very careful with how we're doing things. So most of the operations of the station are still just me and Becky for now. I'm hoping that ends sooner rather than later. And actually, a lot of my efforts right now are specifically to that end. And I'll be happy to announce that as time goes on.
But perhaps we should announce parts of our Daily Briefing.
Yeah. Would you like to?
Sure. Some of the usual things that you have come to expect are that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language, and you can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 from anywhere in Washington connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way. And you can even visit wa211.org online. Of course, the Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211.
Say 211 a lot, don't you?
I do. It sort of is aligned with all of those help things. So 211 is those resources, 311 is the city, 411 is, do we have 411 information anymore?
Yeah, it's been so long, I haven't checked.
511 is transportation. We all know what 911 is.
All right, well, moving on to state-level updates. The governor has issued updated guidance for gatherings that include business meetings, professional development trainings, conferences, conventions, and similar types of events. Such activities may resume as long as businesses can meet and maintain all requirements, including providing materials, schedules, and needed equipment, and if the business conduct only activities that are allowed under their county's phase status. I said that right, I promise. The full memo can be read by following links at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section. Washingtonians are likely to receive a postcard in the mail urging them to request mail-in ballots at least 15 days prior to this year's general election day, which will be held on November 3rd. The Pierce County Auditor has clarified that the postcards are part of a national campaign and do not apply to Washington State registered voters. Residents can check their registration status online at votewa.gov, and registered voters will automatically receive their ballots by mail without any additional steps.
Moving on to Pierce County news, students in the Puyallup School District will be given the option to return to partial in-person schooling starting September 29th for certain groups. Special education preschool and self-contained special ed is starting 4 days a week, Tuesday to Friday, with online Mondays, starting September 29th. Kindergarten and first grade students can return 4 days a week, Tuesday through Friday, starting on October 6th. Second grades through sixth grade will return 2 days a week, starting October 13th. And junior high and high school students will remain online through at least November 3rd. Above all, families who do not feel comfortable returning to the classroom are welcome to continue remote learning.
Moving on to Tacoma, the city of Tacoma is providing free sandbag supplies to the public for personal use during heavy rainfall storms. Rain storms. Yes. Those are words.
In the fall. Heavy, yeah. Fall, autumn, autumnal rainstorms.
There is rain. It is heavy. The city of Tacoma is providing sandbags. While supplies last, community members can come to either the Tacoma Asphalt Plant or the Central Wastewater Treatment Plant to shovel and load their own sandbags between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Due to COVID-19 guidelines, community members are required to practice social distancing and bring and wear their own face masks and gloves at all times while on city property. More details are available at cityoftacoma.org/inclementweather or by calling 311. Rainbow Center's advocacy team will be distributing fresh boxed meals, non-perishable food boxes, masks, and hygiene supplies Thursday, September 24th, starting at 11 a.m. at 2215 Pacific Avenue, Tacoma. Email advocacy at rainbowcntr.org or call 253-383-2318 for more information. The Museum of Glass is reopening this weekend after being shuttered by the COVID-19 pandemic. The new hours of operation are Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Masks are required and adherence to physical distancing protocols are expected in all locations, including the galleries, the hot shop, and the museum store. More information can be found at museumofglass.org.
There are numerous free testing sites in our region. For Seattle locations, visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's mobile testing events in Pierce County include tomorrow, September 24th. Testing will take place at Chateau Rainier Apartments in Fife, at Bethlehem Baptist Church on Portland Avenue in Tacoma, at SARS Marketplace on North Pearl Street, and at the Ording Senior Apartments at 307 Harmon Way in Ording. Friday's testing sites include Hidden Village Apartments at 13862 10th Avenue South in Tacoma, the Brookridge Apartments in Lakewood, and the City of Bonnie Lake Upper Lot at 18302 Veterans Memorial Drive East. For Pierce County mobile testing events, no ID is required and tests are free and open to anyone. Many of those events through Pierce County run all day from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., but events this week at Pierce County Housing Authority apartment communities run for half day. So you should check tpchd.org/COVID test for times. Community Healthcare, with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood, is offering testing for COVID-19 even if you are not a community healthcare patient. You should call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment, and if the screening visit indicates that you need a test, a drive-through test will be scheduled for you. New! The University of Washington is unveiling its system-wide testing program for all staff, faculty, and students starting tomorrow, September 24th. Participants can voluntarily enroll in the Husky Coronavirus Testing Program if they have a UW Net ID and either work or attend classes at least once per month and live within 20 miles of UW-Bothell, UW-Seattle, or UW-Tacoma. In-person testing sites will be located at the UW Club building in Seattle and the ground floor of the Odegaard Undergraduate Library building on the Seattle campus by appointment only. Testing for UW-Bothell, UW-Tacoma, and the South Lake Union campuses will be conducted through self-test kits delivered to participants. Those who work or attend classes remotely or who have health or mobility limitations preventing them from visiting a test center may be offered a mail-in home test kit. UW students, faculty, and staff can enroll by following links at washington.edu/coronavirus.
Well, I think that those are all the updates we have for today. Anything else?
It's fall. It's certainly autumn. With a blustery bluster, it came in.
I'm super into it.
You're happy enough.
I am quite happy with the weather as it stands right now. It is not nearly as windy as we were told it was going to be today, fortunately. But it has been very rainy, and the air is nice. And I will take that right now. I will definitely take that. I've been working all day at the office with my door open directly to the outside, just letting the breeze, the humid breeze come in, and it's been quite nice.
It is nice to have something that indicates a change of seasons. Time is progressing.
Absolutely. Again, that's all we've got for today. You can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma on emergency information line. You can dial 211 for statewide community resources. There's that number again. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our website is daily.ktqa.org. Or you can call us or text us at 253-330-8821. Look forward to hearing from you. We will talk to you on Friday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.